NBA, N4MMW.
N4MMW, KN4VWA. I just got back into the truck and set my behind down. What's up, big guy?
Found a book that I could read and got it switched over, and this is the radio.
You on a roll, baby.
Been learning in my younger days, wasn't it?
I dug into that book last night on that 857, and man, I can control the mic gain, I can do the power levels, I can do the display on the color on the display, and I got that thing just about where I want it.
Good. Modulation okay on this one?
Hey, are you on that one now?
Sure am, putting out 41 watts dead to the antenna.
Have you got the power up on high?
Hey.
Then I'd be concerned about that power meter you got, because that thing, I had two different power meters on that puppy, and it said it was putting out 51 watts on 2 meter.
A little magnetic antenna stuck over here on top of the washing machine inside the house, so different antennas are going to bring different wattages out of it.
Okay, all right. Well, cool. I tell you what, I've used that radio all the way into Columbia on a good day on 2 meter on this repeater.
Sunspots must have been doing real good that day.
Open my mouth, right?
I'll bet. Alrighty, I'll let you get back to driving, because there's some real weirdos out there. And you behave yourself. Get to work before the storms and all that start appearing this afternoon in a little while. I'm going to start mudding here in a minute. Alright, talk to you later, bud. Appreciate it. N4MMW, portable.
Alright, sounds like a winner to me. Try to behave yourself, Jimmy 73, and let me know when you get around to crossbanding with that thing.
I won't set it up for crossband, but there's a possibility. Most of the time I use it as a temporary radio when I go down to the beach or in the other car if I have to.
We're good for that, but I'm going to tell you something, bud. If you do your input frequency off of something like 452 on 440 and put it out on the 146-610, this repeater, medium power on the out and low on the in, son, that thing, I've used it in all kinds of metal buildings and all kinds of places. Off of that cheap Baofeng, and it just works. So, all right, good enough. 73s, I'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, clear.
KJ,
KN4VWA.
Hey, jump to. I'm kind of in a bad spot back here on King Creek, and I'll be coming in behind on the mountain, so I might lose you, but I'm good for a little while.
Another one?
I'm getting the one where I'm at.
Okay. Well, I've got that other 857 set up in my shack, and it's just doing just great. And the other one, I got to get it repaired. Everything looks fine on it. I put my other head on that power pack, and it did just great. So all I got to do is just get that remote face done, and I'll be ready to go. Then I'm going to start in on that antenna first of the week.
Glenn, get you some good grounding strap and have at it. Or the more of a nice ground plane you get set up for it, the better it'll work.
Roger, roger. Yeah, it sounds like a trip up to the wire man for me.
Here it online if you're in a hurry. Go to Wireman. If you're not in a hurry, you can get it online for probably a little less.
Well, I want to see what this thing's going to do. Matter of fact, I got a buddy that's got one in his truck, and he put a little car heel on his, and he was telling me today that he talked to somebody up in Michigan on it from his truck.
Next to Italy, Germany, you know, France, stuff like that, from my truck using a little tire heel. But like I said, in order to get it to really sing, you got to have a good ground plane.
Roger, roger. Well, that's what I'm going to be up at the Wireman on Tuesday for. Get me some half-inch weave grounding strap where I can run it around the truck. So, what are you doing today? Going out to get something to eat?
My business partner's tools ended up in my house when he moved because he needed a place to store them for a period of time. And finally I got a wild hair up my butt and said, it's time for those to move. So I loaded them up and took them to his new place and cleaned out my building today and got that all straightened around finally once and for all. And put some turn signal lights in the Hummer that needed to be done, and just nothing spectacular, just hanging around, doing little odds and ends.
Self to death, taking care of 100 little odd things. Just give me one big one, a little stuff will take care of itself.
I've done some antenna maintenance and stuff like that, and ordered a rotor for my six-meter beam. I ordered a small, lightweight rotor to put up there. That should be here next week, and that kind of stuff.
All right. So, hey, how is that six-meter beam doing now?
But I've worked, like, down in the Caribbean with it. I've worked Mexico. I've worked Cuba. St. Lucia, Cayman Islands, I don't know, I've worked some DX on it, that's for sure.
Well, now see, since I've had my license since this past July, I've never seen 6-meter do anything, so this is going to be something new for me.
Antenna up the old before you know it.
Yeah, when does 6-meter start to fade?
Really, we're probably in it right now, spring through summer, and then it'll fade off after that, I believe.
Okay. Well, I've got a feeling I may have mine up by about no later than Wednesday or Thursday.
But it's not complicated, Bill.
All right, well, listen, you're starting to fade a little bit. You got a shadow there you got going, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Indy 7J, always a pleasure. KN4BWA, clear.
I'm in Hutch Mountain here, so I don't know if you can copy or not, but I'll check it when I get out. It's going to be 15 minutes or so before I get from behind the mountain. Indy 7J Mobile.
Good mobile. Where's this repeater at?
Say again? On the North Carolina, South Carolina border, Caesars.
Is it really? Okay, very good. I'm headed to Mount Mitchell. I'm up in the Blue Ridge Parkway, stopped to overlook, but we're gonna head to Mount Mitchell just for because it's on my bucket list. I've always wanted to see it, and I think the other repeaters on Mount. Well, I know there's quite a few repeaters on Mount Mitchell.
That's got a big footprint, about 6,000 feet. I'm behind Hutch Mountain right now, so I'm in and out of the repeater, as are you for me. So I'll just say 73 and catch you again when I am in a better area. ND7J Mobile.
Oh, roger, 73. Yeah, I think it's a 145-190 repeater is what I've been on, and it's on Mount Mitchell. 73 KD4FUN Mobile.